Now we care. This is Job Parrish. In October 2001, the United Nations warned that up to 7.5 million people were at risk of dying from starvation during Afghanistan's coming months, at precisely the time that the United States launched a post-9/11 war to displace the ruling Taliban. As the snows of late November approached, and with them a guaranteed death sentence for millions living in areas made impassable to aid trucks by winter snows, Washington refused to halt its bombing runs and Northern Alliance proxy war long enough for aid to resume. It was only through the serendipitous decision of the Taliban to withdraw to the mountains before winter's onset that mass famine, in effect a genocidal invasion, was averted. Virtually nobody in America noticed the narrowly avoided Holocaust. In October 2004, the British medical journal Lancet published a peer-reviewed article that made a compelling case that to date, the U.S. invasion of Iraq had caused some 100,000 deaths over and above the civilian mortality that Iraq would have experienced in peacetime. Given that more time has passed since then, and that civil war has begun on top of it, that number undoubtedly now exceeds 200,000 Iraqi deaths. The number continues to climb daily. You can find the details each day, a few of them, in small type, on page 827. And now, America erupts because the Bush administration has been secretly building a database of every single phone call in the country, and it probably already includes your calls. Why was anyone shocked? A Boston Globe story nearly 5 months ago reported that the NSA was not simply monitoring the international phone calls of Americans, as the White House claimed, but using data mining operations to survey millions of Americans' calls. The revelation that the NSA is not only doing data mining, but building a permanent database from call records is only one more step. Appalling? You bet. A surprise? Only if your head has been buried in the sand. But civil liberties, now being lost, can eventually be restored. The lives of the nearly 3,000 people who died when Bush ignored warnings about 9/11 cannot be restored. They aren't coming back. Neither are over 2,400 American soldiers. Neither are all those people who drowned during and after Katrina, many of whom are still missing and whose bodies will never be found. But even the cost of the Bush cabal in American lives is a drop in the bucket compared to what they're willing to spill in other people's bloods, societies whose members, it ought to go without saying, but can't, value life just as much as you or I. The lives of over 200,000 Iraqis, lost in a war launched illegally and sold by lies, can never be restored. Millions of Afghans narrowly avoided the same fate. And now, these zealots are seriously considering nuking Iran, an action which would not only directly result in untold additional numbers of deaths, but which would spark a conflagration that would make Iraq's dead look like loners. So why do we care about someone knowing who we called, but not about the obliteration of whole cities or countries? Don't we need a little, like, perspective here? Aren't we talking not just about criminal actions and civil liberties violations here, but war crimes? And if Saddam Hussein is on trial for crimes against humanity, why isn't George W. Bush? From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Job Parrish.